Okay. Good afternoon or good morning to everyone, and welcome to El.En.'s third Q 2025 financial results conference call. Today's call will be recorded, and there will be an opportunity for questions at the end of the call. With me on the call, Andrea Cangioli, El.En.'s CEO, and Enrico Romagnoli, El.En.'s Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relations Manager. Before we begin, please note that there are management remarks during the conference call regarding future expectations, plans, prospects, and forward-looking statements. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing to the company beliefs, plans, objectives, estimates, or expectations of possible future results or events, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risks, including general economic and business conditions in the industry, in assumptions in which we operate. These statements may be affected if our assumptions turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statements can be guaranteed, and actual future results, performance, or achievements may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation to update the contents or the forward-looking statement to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereof. At the end of the presentation, if you need to ask a question, please book your question of the chat of Bianca Fersini Mastelloni or raise your virtual hand. You will have the floor in order or of request. But at this time, I want to give the floor to Andrea Cangioli. Please go, Andrea.
Thank you very much, Bianca, for your introduction and for hosting us, and thank you to everybody for being with us in this call following the release of our financial reports as of September 30th, 2025. Enrico Romagnoli will be on this call with me, and I thank him for taking care of the details of our financial reporting that he will be sharing with you in a very short time. Our third quarter came out really strong, especially under the profitability profile, confirming the trend of this 2025, a brilliant performance in the medical sector and a softer one in the industrial business. The reported numbers say on the 9 months, revenues were up 4.6% in medical and just shy of 2% in industrial. And that consolidated EBIT was down 3.2% on the 9 months, but up 3.8% in the quarter, marking the EBIT recovery that hints and supports our guidance for this year end. If we look a little deeper inside these numbers, we have grounds to be extremely pleased with the performance in the medical sector, also on the revenue line. In fact, in this 2025, we're facing the inorganic effect of the exit of consolidation from March 1st of the Japanese subsidiary with us. Net of such effect, growth in medical would have been equal to 7.1% on the 9 months. Moreover, we're also facing the moving away of the historic and very significant customer Cynosure, as our OEM contract for the supply of high-power Alexandrite laser systems for hair removal is only formally in place after Cynosure merged with the South Korean company Lutronic, that is now providing and that is going to provide to Cynosure such technology for their distribution network. By removing the negative effects of this circumstance and cumulatively with the removal of the without effect, sales growth would have exceeded 10% on the 9 months. This on the revenue side. The other pleasing news of this period is that the revenue increase is achieved with the increase of revenues in higher margins bearing sales segments and products, with an overall beneficial effect to consolidated gross margins and overall profitability. Growth in system sales was mainly generated by systems for anti-aging treatments, in which the innovative content of both the technology and the application is bearing higher margin on sales for us compared to the main and slowly declining revenue stream of the hair removal devices. I'm talking at first place of the Onda Pro, the revisiting of our flagship body contouring device Onda based on the microwave technology, a revisiting that expanded the intended use of the device to anti-aging face treatments. Based on this, Onda Pro is experiencing a second youth with respect to the original launch of Onda, with amazing acceptance also in the most advanced markets for innovation in the aesthetic application, namely the Far East markets, like the Korean market, which are extremely developed and sophisticated in selecting the most innovative and effective devices. But as our group does not rely on the peak performance of single product devices, Onda Pro was not alone in driving revenues toward the anti-aging demand. I give you just a couple more examples of other successful products and related procedures. Nano and picosecond devices like the Discovery Pico by Quanta System and the Toro by Deca are innovation leaders in the pigmented lesion skin toning area that is traditionally prominent for treating the Far Eastern aging facial skins. CO2 microablative procedure Cool Peel performed by Deca's Tetra Pro is now the golden standard for facial rejuvenation and is encountering increasing worldwide success, starting from the US market. Another significant contribution to the performance was provided by the surgical business, especially in the urological application, which are the treatment of stones.
Sí, bueno, me ha dicho, o sea, si esto se aprueba la semana que viene.
Álvaro, sí, Álvaro, excuse me.
We have to remove.
No sé, a mí el mensaje que me han pasado
sí,
es.
Álvaro. So another significant contribution to the performance was provided by the surgical business, especially in the urological application, which are the treatment of stones and BPH, the benign hyperplasia of the prostate, a business that within the group is mainly pursued by the market leader Quanta System, but also by Jena Surgical, the brand managed by our German sub, Asklepion. Revenue for laser systems in urology was up roughly 7.5% in the 9 months. The side business of consumable sterile optical fiber was also growing smoothly along with the increasing installed base, and it now accounts for more than half of our post-sales revenues of the medical business, which means roughly 10 million of euro per quarter, or 10% of the overall revenues of our medical business. Moreover, this piece of revenues is bearing gross margins that are in the upper segment of our product margin mix, and since operation expense in terms of sales and marketing and labor is less intensive than for system sales, the accretive impact on EBIT and EBIT margins is also significant, as testified by the profitability of Quanta System, that is the main actor in this business for us. In terms of expenses involved in this business, there is CapEx going on and coming up in Quanta System, as Quanta System is starting the construction of a new, larger, semi-robotized clean room at its Samarate facility, dedicated to the production of sterile optical fibers to increase its production capacity for this medical device. EBIT margin for the industrial division, I am providing you an unaudited, excuse me, for the medical division, I am providing you an unaudited figure, is improving in 2024 and was roughly 16.9% on the 9 months, and around 19% in the third quarter. We were not able to achieve similar results for our industrial business. The only activity bearing margin similar to the medical business is the identification marking activity led by LASIK, which continues to perform well both in revenues and in profitability. The other businesses within our industrial world have not performed according to expectation, the expectation we had in our yearly planning, missing the revenue targets and therefore lacking also in terms of profit generation. The most dimensionally significant business is the cutting business, which despite expansive expectation and decent order bookings, has been slowing down both in revenues and in profits in each quarter this year. Since order bookings came quite late in the year and delivery lead times for our sophisticated and often custom designed systems are not easily compressible, as of September 30, we incurred in a major sales cutoff, meaning the inability to recognize revenues for several systems that had been physically delivered to customers, but had not cleared the final testing procedure within the end of the month. To give you an idea of this adjustment, which to a certain extent physiologically always takes place at the end of each quarter, we're talking at the end of September of almost 8 million of euro versus less than 1 million at the end of June. A 7 million worth 22% on the quarterly business revenue and 7% on the year-to-date revenues as of September. I am not stating that without this adjustment, everything would have been okay in this business segment, as the market is very competitive and we need a great effort to maintain our competitive position and win our sales. But of course, it would have looked different under several profiles. In fact, we are continuing to invest in what we feel strategically meaningful for the market positioning of Cutlite in the sheet metal laser business, which can be summarized in three CapEx, in 3 points that lead to CapEx or profit and loss outflows in 2025. The purchase of a plant to expand the versatile production capacity of Cutlite Penta that we closed in the first quarter of 2025. The P&L expenses involved in the launch of the European sales subsidiaries in order to get closer to the customers in the countries of Spain, Germany, and Poland. The profit and loss expenses involved in the loan in the managing of Nexan, the company dedicated to automation system complementary to our laser cutting system, an addition to the product range that is highly strategical for the product offering, but that for the time being is far from being EBIT accretive, though improving its EBIT results in the third quarter. For what concerns the other smaller businesses in the industrial world, the laser marking system for special application and for large surfaces provided by Oplas and also by the industrial division of ELEM, very often in combined supplies with the mid-power CO2 laser sources, in these businesses, the performance continued to be weak. We are identifying new application niches to recover in a year that has been hit by the negative cycle of the fashion world customers, and also hit by the down trimming of the expectation in the motors for electrical vehicle segment. Cash generation has been outstanding in the quarter, as we benefited from the one-time cash inflow stemming from the sale of a majority stake in Pentalaser Zhejiang, which on the net financial position was worth, already factoring in the possible future price adjustments, roughly 26.4 million of euro. As I mentioned before, had we closed, and before I mean in previous conference calls we held, had we closed the deal 3 months earlier, the foreign exchange level with the Chinese yuan would have been much more favorable, as it quickly deteriorated by 10% around and after the liberation day. Cash flows from operation amounted to roughly 20 million, contributing to the 47 million quarterly increase of the net financial position. Under this profile, it is worth to mention that the quarter highlighted a slight decrease in the overall net working capital and accounted for roughly 3 million in capital expenditure that were offset in the effect on the net financial position by the release of 3 million of long-term cash investment that cannot show up in the net financial position. By the way, the balance of such investments that are not accounted for within the net financial position, since they are long-term assets, was around 11 million of euro at the end of the third quarter of 2025. I give the floor to Enrico, and I will be back with more general remarks after his section.
Thank you, Andrea. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. As usual, I'm going to comment the the financials we released last week. As for the year end and for the half yearly report, the quarterly report has been prepared in accordance with IFRS accounting standards, excluding the consolidation line by line of Chinese activities, both in 2025 and in 2024, due to the negotiation for the sale of the division in accordance with IFRS 5. The majority stake of the Chinese companies was sold on July 15. So since July 2025, Pentalazer Zhejiang is consolidated with the equity method for the residual stake of 19.3%. In the first 9 months, 2025, the group recorded consolidated revenue for 422 million of euro, up 3.9 compared to the 406 million of euro, and the medical sector up over 4.6%, when the industrial up 1.9%. The gross margin was 188.3 million of euro, up 6.5% compared to the 177 million of September 2024, with an impact on revenue of 44.6, improving the profitability of 1% compared with last year. It should be noted that in 2024, the group recorded proceeds for insurance and government reimbursement relating to the damages of the flood of November 2023 for an amount of 1.9 million of euro, 0.5% of the revenue. In 2025, Asclepion accounted 1.3 million of R&D grants, 0.3 percentage point on the revenue. So excluding both of this non-recurring income, the impact of gross margin on sales would have improved more than 1% in 2025, attributable to an improvement in the sales mix. Operating expenses increased in value and in impact on sales, mainly in G&A, R&D and IT costs, and sales and marketing activities. Staff costs increased due to an increase in headcounts and in salaries. EBITDA, positive at 65.6 million of euro. The result is in line with last year, even though the EBITDA margin in 2025 slightly decreased from 16.2% to 15.6%. Depreciation, amortization and provision amounted to 10.6 million of euro in 2025 compared to 9 million in 2024. The main reason of the increase was the reversal of the provision for risk and charges in 2024 for 1.6 million of euro, due to some legal disputes that were resolved more favorably than expected. Net of this amount, the overall cost aggregate is in line with the previous year. EBIT for the first 9 months was 55 million of euro compared to the 56.9 million for the first 9 months of 2024. The margin of revenue was 13, down from the 14%, with a decrease over last year of 3.3%, halving the delay registered on June. Financial management recorded a loss of 1.8 million of euro. The first 9 months, the interest income generated by liquidity was 2.8 million of euros, while the interest expenses on debt was 1.3 million of euros. Exchange rate difference had a strongly negative balance equal to 2.4 million of euro. But in addition, we have a one-time exchange rate loss already recorded in Q1 for 908,000 euro, following the release of the currency conversion reserve resulting from the sale of the majority of With Us. The contribution of associated company is negative for 1 million, mainly due With Us, minus 0.5 million of euro, and Pentalazer Zhejiang, minus 0.6 million of euro. In our income last year was accounted the one-time income of 5 million, due to the write-off of liabilities related to the earnout to pay to former minority Chinese shareholders in case of IPO of Pentalazer Zhejiang. So at the end, income before taxes showed a positive balance of 52 2 million of euro, lower than 61.2 million of euro at the end of September 2024. In the third quarter, as already mentioned by Andrea, the group had a strong performance and recording growth in both revenue and, above all, operating profit, plus 3.8% versus Q3 2024, with a strong recovery compared to June, when the delay in terms of EBIT compared to the first 6 months 2024 was 7%. In the third quarter, the main segments that performed better than last year were aesthetic in medical sector and marking in the industrial sector. Looking into the cash flow, the group net financial position on September 2025 was positive for 137 million, an increase by 47.4 million of euro in the third quarter from the 90 million at the end of June 2025. In the 9 months, the increase was 26.8 million thanks to the cash flow generated by current activities and the proceeds received for the sale of the majority stake in Pentalaser Zhejiang for a net amount of 26.4 million of euro. The main reduction incurred in the period are dividend paid for 19 million of euro in Q2, capex for the 9 months of 13 million of euros, increase in net working capital of 20 million. Furthermore, the group invested the liquidity in insurance policy, a mid-long-term investment accounted in non-current asset. So we have additional liquidity of 10.7 million on September 30. For what concerns the revenue breakdown by business, in the medical sector, system sales showed strong growth in all major segments. In the aesthetic segment, plus 4%, the very favorable trend for anti-aging and body contouring application continued. Among surgical application, plus 8%, urology, ENT, and gynecology system continued to record significant growth in sales. ASA's performance in physiotherapy, plus 5%, was also very satisfactory thanks to the significant innovation in the range of products offered, a more effective coverage of international market together with the relaunch of sales in Italy. Sales of consumable and after-sales service remained very satisfactory, driven by the sales of optical fiber for surgical application, more than 50% of the sale of the segment, which kept service revenue growth to 4% despite the loss for service contract revenue from the Japanese company with us, whose majority stake was sold in February 2025. In the industrial sector, the cutting segment, which no longer includes Chinese companies, maintained growth of 2% thanks to the excellent sales result of the Brazilian subsidiaries, plus 4 million of revenue in the first 9 months. Lasit also performed well in the market segment with the increased weight of its subsidiaries. In the Q3, we had a significant recovery in sales in the segment of large software marking application where Atlas operates. In the laser sources segment, the slowdown was more evident and was primarily due to decline in revenues from system integrators for fashion application and electric motor windings. Sales for industrial service returned to show an increase of 6%, as expected, due to the progressive increase in the installed base. Geographically, the most positive note came from the Italian market, with an extraordinary growth of 27% in medical. In the industrial sector, Italian turnover also recovered in the quarter, up 6% in the 9 months, thanks to the increased confidence among manufacturing market operators, supported by the return of a tax policies to support investment. The performance in European market was very satisfactory, particularly in the German medical and professional aesthetics beauty sector, and in the industrial sector, thanks to the progressive consolidation of the sales subsidiaries activities, particularly by LASIT. The negative sign appearing on sales in the rest of the world has different determinants depending on the sector. For what concerns the medical, Andrea already mentioned the inorganic operation that affected the sector. The result is a good result because it was achieved net of the exit of Widaz in the February and the loss of the supplies to Cynosure due to the M&A that brought it closer to Lutronic. Net of this departure, turnover therefore increased significantly. The situation is completely different in the industrial sector, where our order intake in the American market, the most significant in the rest of the world, was negatively impacted in the first month of the year by the image projected on the market by the potential acquisition by a Chinese entity. Andrea, please go ahead for what concerns the guidance.
Okay. In closing my prepared remarks, I would like to touch three more topics. The role of the industrial division, especially of the cutting division within the group, the use of our cash, and finally the 2024-25 guidance. As the performance of the industrial division, markedly of the cutting division, is weaker than the one of the rest of the group, I would like to share with you the strategy short term and midterm of the group with respect of this business area. We are very proud of the results and the dimensions achieved by our cutting business units, but we are also aware, that its business, especially after the CO2 laser sources have been ruled out of cutting by the fiber laser sources technology, is not fully consistent anymore with the other businesses of the group. There is no market correlation, and the technological correlation is very limited as well. Therefore, we are convinced that the Cutlite Penta organization, people and business would benefit of strategically cooperating with organizations that are more consistent to Cutlite's business. Along this path, we moved towards a transaction that would have placed Cutlite within a larger organization, developing a specific growth strategy for Cutlite. I'm talking of the sale, potential sales to the Chinese entity. But when we were faced by the material risk under the new organization, one of the most promising businesses of Cutlite, the US business, was bearing the risk of being completely jeopardized, we decided that for protecting the organization itself, we would have not sold Cynosure, Cutlite anymore. So the short-term strategy now that Cutlite is still within our consolidation perimeter is to manage the potential of Cutlite and to continue to invest in what we feel is needed for Cutlite to flourish. The longer-term strategy is to resume and pursue the design of finding a strategic partnership for Cutlite, a partnership that would enhance its peculiarities, capabilities, and potential, giving the best opportunity to Cutlite's organization to continue to flourish, or better, to improve its opportunities and chances to flourish on its market that are quite competitive. What is evident from our reporting is the amount of investment involved in supporting Cutlite's strategy. What we can additionally tell you about the larger picture isn't much at all for the moment, but we will update you as soon as we will have something meaningful to report. For what concerns the businesses of LASIT, OTLAS, and the industrial division of the mother company LN, we are planning to continue to pursue such businesses within the group. Now, the quite wide cash position we are holding today, which is beyond the ordinary operational needs of our companies, also considering potential expansive investment activities, like the one I mentioned for the fiber, sterile optical fiber manufacturing plant. As usual, capital expenditure and operational needs for our operations are first in the list for us, as we believe that interest in growth rates can be achieved by further improving the operational performance of our own business units. In order to enhance our growth rate, especially in terms of profits, we are investigating a set of small M&A opportunities that could be accretive to the development of the business units involved, especially in the medical sector, but also in the industrial sector, as we mentioned before. We could be closing soon one or more small deals across along this path. More complex deals that could fall under the label of transformational are now being more closely considered, though there is nothing for the time being to report about. The board of directors has not yet resolved about any one-time cash distribution to the shareholders in any form. Therefore, I'm not in the position to elaborate any comment about. Finally, the guidance. I can keep it simple here. We are targeting and planning to be 2024, both in the revenues and in EBIT. As you know, we are on schedule for the revenue target. We are just a little bit behind for what concerns the EBIT target, but we are recovering and confident to be able to hit the 23 million figure in EBIT in the fourth quarter of 2025. Thank you for your patience, and I believe we're ready for your questions.
Andrea, the first question in our list comes from Giovanni Servetti of Berenberg. Go on, Giovanni, please.
Hello, guys. Can you hear me well?
Yes. Hi, Giovanni.
Ciao, ciao. Well, I had two, but then let's just say that the final remarks added few extra questions, but maybe I'll jump in the queue and ask more after. These are two regarding the medical division. The first one is on Asclepion that, based on the press release, seems to be doing much better in Q3. And as far as I remember, Asclepion was also mainly involved in hair removal, which was the area that was struggling the most. So I was wondering what changed exactly. Also, because if I can remember, in the first half, the cost of personnel was going up also in relation to Asclepion. The second one is about Quanta. If I look at your press release, you're saying that now optical fibers account for more than 50% of medical services. So if we assume, let's just say, a figure around 35, that is, let's just say, more than 50%, if we add to double this capacity, do you see already demand to fill it? Or how much should we think, you know, before the excess capacity gets filled? And maybe the last one is on the LASIT, let's just say, part of the business that, again, based on what you're saying, we are talking about margins based on what the press release say, strongly above last year. So I was wondering what kind of margins LASIT is now running at. Thank you.
Okay, so starting from Asclepion, yes, there was a recovery. Yes, the recovery was also tied to a better performance in the hair removal in the third quarter. So, I mean, this is a good line considering the hair removal segment. And yes, the impact of the cost of staff in Asclepion is quite significant. It was increasing a lot in the first half. Since the result for the third half was extremely good in terms of revenues, now the difference of the impact of staff cost between Asclepion and the rest of the group is smaller. Most important and what actually may turn around in the quarter the business of Asclepion is the increase in revenue, which is due to aesthetics, but also to its surgical line, which is performing very, very well. Quanta System and Fibers, we, as of today, we do not feel we are limited or materially limited in the deliveries of fibers by our production capacity. But we feel that given the rhythm of new installation and of the absorption by the market of our optical fibers, we needed to expand the capacity in order to not to incur in a sales limitation due to capacity in the future. So we are progressively increasing the volumes and we are placing this very large investment in order to improve the production capacity, but we don't have an impellent need. It's, a strategic programming that will allow us to continue to increase the stream of revenue over the time smoothly. Finally, your third question was about LASIT. LASIT actually is improving it's not improving its sales volume over the 9 months, especially due to a slow behavior of the Italian market, while we're doing very well, especially in Europe, where the subsidiary that LASIT set up on the territory are now starting to be really accretive to the business. I recall we have subsidiaries in Poland, the oldest one, in Spain, Germany, UK and France, the last one. So we have 5 subsidiaries and quarter after quarter they are becoming accretive to revenues and especially to profitability. In terms of profitability, we had an EBIT margin just shy of 8% after the first 9 months of 2024. After the first 9 months of 2025, we are exceeding 11% as EBIT margins. Those are unaudited financial results referring to the consolidated financial results of LASIT and its subsidiaries.
Thank you very much. I'll jump in the queue and then I may ask some questions.
Okay.
The second question comes from Andrea Bonfa of Banca Akros. Go on, Andrea, please.
Hi, good afternoon to everybody. I hope you can hear me. Very quickly, connecting to your last statement on M&A, potential M&A. So if I understood correctly, transformational deal might be considered, but unlikely for the time being, but some bolt-on acquisition are definitely more possible. Is that possible for you to comment on which sector niches, technologies are you looking for?
No.
Or in which geographies eventually?
I'm sorry, I said all I can say.
Okay.
It's nothing, the answer wouldn't change. I mean, we have several things on our pipeline related, as I said, both to medical and to industrial, and they are both on the European territory and in the rest of the world. But I mean, in answering by this means, I cannot give you any more details. Wouldn't be fair. I can only tell you that we are examining several situations.
Okay, thank you, Andrea. And if I may, as far as the industrial business is concerned, I mean, within now, let's say the recent input that you just mentioned, is the U.S. still a potential important market, or with the duties and your, let's say, smaller size is less so? And the third one is on the U.S. duties. How is the trading environment in U.S. Now with this new duties environment, if it's possible? Also in relative term, because I mean maybe there are other countries now less competitive than Europe.
First of all, for the U.S. market for our industrial cutting systems is still very interesting and still the main market, international market for our systems. We have suffered, as Enrico said explicitly, and as I confirmed, the image that was projected during the negotiation with the YOC for the sale of the company. And we spent quite a lot of time in convincing our US customers that we were not becoming Chinese. And also after the deal that was going to have Cutlite Penta fall under Chinese control was cancelled, still we have our hard time in discussing with the US partners partners because we have distribution partners and making them fully comfortable that we will able to provide them on the midterm sound and price attractive and technologically attractive Italian made product. This is by the way, they are visiting us on Wednesday in order to clarify again this situation, because based on this we have had some sort of fluctuation in order bookings from the United States, notwithstanding our efforts, which include a massive deployment of technical service people in order to serve at top quality with top quality our systems installed in the United States, and also a strong investment in terms of fairs. We participated to the FabTech, which is one of the most expensive fairs that you can approach on the industrial systems market. And so after this long speech, I would say that yes, the US market is still an opportunity, it's still an important opportunity, and it's not an issue of duties. Duties are impacting us in the industrial sector, but it's not duties that today caused a slowdown in sales to the United States in the industrial business. For what concerns the duty question on the medical system, of course, duties are there and they are quite impactive. But we have seen increasing interest in the last months from our US customers in our products. This speaks about the fact that even though each and every of our customers in the United States will try to negotiate a deal in order to have us participate to the quoted undue extra cost driven by duties, they are still looking for us because we are able to provide them the innovative content of products that allows them to make margin notwithstanding the extra cost. And so basically in this moment we are, I mean, at least for the first 10 months of the year, we are very pleased with what we have done in terms of revenues and what we have done also in terms of order booking. Then of course we will have to see how the hottest seasons on the US market, which is the month of December, will roll out for our distributors to have a final judgment on the total effect of duties on our US business. But so far we have we can notice an overall positive reaction of the US market
on the duty situation.
Thank you, Andrea.
Okay.
Welcome.
Next question comes from Carlo Maritano of Intermonte. Go on, Carlo, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly, Carlo. Hi.
Okay, hi everyone. I just have a couple of questions. The first one is on the European performance in the industrial cutting business in the third quarter. I see that there is a decline compared to last year. I was wondering if it is related to the 9 million euros of revenue that shifted from the third quarter to the fourth quarter. And the second one is again on the industrial business, in this case on Italy. Recently the government changed again the incentives related to Transizione 5.0. So I was wondering if you expect any kind of impact on your clients from this change, or if the order book remains healthy and you don't expect any kind of disruption.
Thank you for these two questions. About the first one, the decline in the European revenues in industrial, you see it in the third quarter, is something which is, let's say, local, is not related to the cutoff, which is mainly an Italian issue. It's mainly an Italian issue because it's tied to the means of delivery we have in Italy. And what we could say, it has been driven by a softer activity in Europe and by the slower activity of the subsidiaries. We should be able to overcome the situation over the rest of the year. For what concern the Italian laws, the Italian, funding situation, I didn't want to go in this detail, but of course we are examining the effects of the cutoff that the Italian government put on Industry 5.0, and this might have some effect. I'm not able to quantify. It shouldn't be determinant, but it could be material. The good news is that looks like that the new law for 2026 could be interesting for the investors, and so we might suffer a marginal correction. We have an order book, a book of orders, but some of them may not convert in sales due to the change in the approach by the Italian government as the money for Industry 5.0 is finished, but we should be supported, hopefully without the hesitation that took place in 2025, also in 2026 for a certain level of investments.
Thank you.
Andrea, we have one more question from Emmanuel De Figueiredo. I will read for him for problem of connection. The question is, why was medical so strong in Italy versus other markets?
Of course, this stands out. It stands out. And because we did extremely well, and because I believe we performed exceptionally well in the distribution of DECA Renaissance in Italy, which is going to hit a record target, a record amount. We also had some sales in the professional beauty that increase its volume smoothly, and we are still experiencing very, very strong demand. Why is this happening? I believe the team that we have in Italy now provides to our end customers an unparalleled level of services. We have, I believe, 8 product managers which are traveling all the time around Italy, if they are not stable in a region, because of course the main regions have product specialists which are always providing support to our customers. So we not only, as we mentioned before, limit our activity in providing the laser box to our customers, but we are providing continuous training. We are providing very, very, I wouldn't say cheap, but affordable service in order for them to take the maximum benefit of the lasers that we have sold them. And so since they are happy, since they make money with our lasers, they come back and buy. This 2025 is going to be a record year for Italy. This is the only explanation I have on this point.
Thank you, Andrea. We have one more question from Andrea Bonfa of Bank Across. Go on, Andrea, please.
Hi, sorry, thanks again for taking my question. Andrea, very quickly, in the numbers that you provide at the beginning of the conference call, the like-for-like figure, 7.9% without Cynosure and more than 10% without, 7.9% without the Japanese subsidiary and over 10% without Cynosure is related to the medical division only or to the group?
Medical division.
Thanks.
What I was saying is that we are hitting in stable situation the 10% revenue increase target after 9 months. This was the message I wanted to for the medical business. This is the message I wanted to give with these comments.
Thank you very much again.
And we have no more question registered in this moment. I would
Giovanni Servetti has said he wanted to ask more questions.
Okay.
And maybe we answered already, but I don't know. He said he wanted to.
Yeah, I mean,
Giovanni, go on.
Part of it was already answered. Yeah, I mean, let's just put it this way. I don't want to ask too much information on M&A, right? Also because you cannot give much, but it was more about whether the companies are more, let's just say, technological company that would add technology or company with actual sales, right? It's more about whether you're investing in technology or in market share. But I'm not sure if you can answer that, so...
If we have everything in our basket. So in our potential basket, there's something of any flavor. So you've got both. I don't know what and if we will close. Again, don't have too wide expectation on this. We're talking of small transactions, but we have both technological and sales solutions and sales opportunities.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Then at this time, we have no more questions. I would like to ask once again if there are any further questions from investors still connected. No more questions. Then, ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. If you have any inquiries in the future, please do not hesitate to contact Enrico Romagnoli, who will be happy to assist you. Thank you for attending this conference, for your participation, and we hope to have you all again next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bianca. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.